This is the NedGroup Investments podcast, where we explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about.
Welcome to the NedGroup Investments podcast. I'm Lilama Robertson, and today I'm chatting to Senior Legal Advisor Denver Caswell. Denver, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Lilama.
So, Denver, I know we've chatted about the proposed two-part system before, but I understand that there's another recent draft proposal that came out, and there are some differences between the two proposals. So let's recap on what this two-part system is all about.
Thanks, Lilama. The two-part system is government's way of dealing with two large problems in the retirement fund industry. The first is in terms of access to funds during a time of financial crisis. We saw with the COVID pandemic that many people needed to find alternate sources of income, and those that were members of retirement funds were not able to access any of their retirement funds. The two-pot system will introduce annual withdrawals from your retirement funds. The second issue is with regards to leakage from retirement funds. We often hear the statistic that less than 7% of South Africans are able to retire and have saved enough to provide them with an income to support their lifestyles. Currently, South Africans can access their retirement funds when they retire from employment, and the sad truth is that many of them do access a portion or all of their retirement funds. The two-part system will introduce compulsory preservation, which will help with the issue of leakage.
That sounds quite sensible. I can't imagine having to quit a job that I really enjoy simply for the sake of being able to access my savings. So that's interesting, but how will that work in practice?
So firstly, I know we referred to two pots, but technically there are three. The first pot is your vested pot, which will consist of all of your retirement savings up until the two-pot system legislation goes live. All contributions and retirement interest that accumulated in the funds before the go-live date must be valued the day before the go-live date to determine the vested pot. The vested pot will remain subject to the current conditions, which means that members of a retirement fund will not be able to withdraw savings from the vested pot before resignation or retirement. In other words, the current retirement fund rules will continue to apply to your vested portion. All retirement fund contributions after the go-live date will go into the savings pot and the retirement pot. 1/3 of all contributions will go into the savings pot, and 2/3 will go into the retirement pot. You will have one access per year from your savings pot. That amount can be a minimum of 2,000 Rand and a maximum of the full fund value of your savings pot. You will not be able to access any of your retirement savings pot prior to retirement, not even when you resign.
Wow, that's quite a huge change. And so the latest proposal also refers to seed capital. Can you tell me how the seed capital aspect works?
So we have mentioned that you can access your savings pot from the go-live date. However, the value of your savings pot at go-live date will be zero. You wouldn't have contributed into your savings pot at that point. Government has therefore introduced the concept of seed capital, which you will be able to access immediately after the go-live date. Your seed capital will be the lesser of 10% of your vested pot or 25,000 Rand.
Okay, so if I'm understanding this right, you will have some immediate access. I'm not sure if that's a good or bad thing.
Yeah, yes, Lilama. In my opinion, it is not a good thing to access any of your retirement fund benefits prior to retirement from a savings point of view, but also from a tax point of view. All withdrawals from your savings pot will be taxed at your marginal rate of tax, which is usually much higher than the current retirement tax tables. If you do preserve and get to retirement, then any lump sum taken will be taxed in terms of your retirement tax table, which includes 550,000 Rand tax-free. So a retirement fund member really shouldn't access their retirement savings prior to retirement unless they are experiencing a financial crisis.
It always helps to stay the course until it's time to retire. When can we expect the two-part system to be implemented?
So it is scheduled for 1 March 2024. However, we have seen that many retirement funds are concerned about the amount of work that needs to happen before we can implement. Changes will require substantial systems development, rule amendments, and don't forget member education. However, we also know that government is motivated to get this in, so we'll just have to wait and see.
It's right around the corner. It's going to be a huge change for the industry. Thank you so much, Denver. It's been a pleasure chatting to you today.
Thanks, Lama.
Need Group Collective Investments is an authorised collective investments scheme manager in terms of the Collective Investments Schemes Control Act. Need Group Investments does not provide advice on financial products and will only give you factual information. For further details on our funds and to view our terms and conditions, please visit needgroupinvestments.co.za. Need Group Investments. See money differently.